Audible presents a must-hear article from the pages of Harvard Business Review. When you're finished listening, be sure to go to audible.com and enter Harvard Business Review in the search box. You'll find our extensive HBR archive and learn how to subscribe to our monthly audio edition. Now, in The Rise of the Supertemp, Jody Greenstone Miller, co-founder and CEO of Business Talent Group, and Matt Miller, Washington Post columnist, public radio program host, and senior advisor at Burson Marsteller, report on how the best executive and professional jobs may no longer be full-time gigs. Ed Trevisani hangs with his young sons when they come home from school. He volunteers as a Boy Scout leader, serves on nonprofit boards, and teaches management at Philadelphia area universities. He's even been known to sit on the back porch in the middle of the workday. Not bad for a guy who's still pulling down as much as he did when he was a partner with IBM and PricewaterhouseCoopers. Trevisani is a Wharton MBA and GE alum who now manages high-powered projects for Fortune 500 companies and advises executives on operational issues, change management, and potential mergers. He does all these assignments on a temporary basis, working as an independent contractor. Let's call Trevisani a super temp. He and others like him belong to the free agent nation popularized a decade ago by the author and workplace guru Daniel Pink, but they inhabit its most rarefied precincts. Supertemps are top managers and professionals, from lawyers to CFOs to consultants, who've been trained at top schools and companies and choose to pursue project-based careers independent of any major firm. They're increasingly trusted by corporations to do mission-critical work that in the past would have been done by permanent employees or established outside firms. New intermediaries have sprung up to create a market for such marquee talent. Supertemps are growing in number, and we think they're on the verge of changing how business works. Most supertemps are refugees from big corporations and law and consulting firms who value the autonomy and flexibility of temporary or project-based work and find that the compensation is comparable to what they earned in full-time jobs, sometimes even better. They leave behind the endless internal meetings and corporate politics, which Trevisani reckons took 30% to 40% of his time back in the day. Now, a decade into the independent life, he digs deep into challenging assignments that exercise his talents, serving as interim CEO for an international trading company, developing an M&A strategy for a global manufacturer, leading the IT selection process for a global insurance company, and devotes just a little time to the administrative side of running his own show. I'm independent because it's fun and